mixing fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Julie Newmark, thanks for bringing us in with Dime Store Halo. We're still debating the website. I have been looking at julienewmarkmusic.net. Holly, where can we find Julie's music for sure?
You can go on iTunes, actually. I think that's the best source.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. iTunes. Dime Store Halo is the cut that you're hearing quite a bit with us. It's out in my car with the CD all the time. It's a fantastic song. Thanks, Julie, for letting us borrow your talent to support our show.
Thanks, Kev, for letting the song play a little longer. Yeah, that was great. No, it is. It's julienewmark.com, and that's N-E-U-M-A-R-K. I'm on it right now. Rootsy rock for your soul.
Okay, cool. Whoops. Thank you for looking at that. So, yep, you heard in the background. That's not Kevin. See, if we had more Kevin, we'd be better there. Kevin, thanks for keeping us rocking.
Okay, we aren't DJs. We are radio hosts. Let's get to it, because I'm really excited about this segment. We're going to talk about anti-estrogen foods, because we talk about estrogen dominance a lot.
Yes,
how we combat it? Using that food as medicine.
And it's also this idea that we're getting a little bit of estrogens all the time. So if we eat these foods, we're getting rid of estrogen a little bit of the time as well. So it works. What goes in, what goes out. We're talking about an anti-estrogen diet, beating estrogen dominance with your food. Of course, you know, king kale is going to be discussed for Holly. Even we talked a little bit about cabbage on our last show that you might want to look at a little as well. They're both cruciferous vegetables. But again, it's that idea of our daily life being changed and modified to combat what our environment is throwing at us, to be an adaptable species. It's hard. We like our habits. But if your habits aren't including these foods, you're at risk, because we're all going to have to do everything, as long as we're going to live in this country, breathe this air, drink this water, grow food in this soil, and chemicalize ourselves the way we are. We are going to have to counter it at every turn. Holly, throwing this to a women's medicine expert, can we combat the estrogens out in the planet with diet?
Oh, I think so. Absolutely. I think so. Yeah. And you mentioned those cruciferous vegetables. People are like, food, come on. And I'm like, yeah, because the thing about food that makes them so medicinal are food. You think about plants, they're made of compounds. I mean, when we took botany and botanical medicine in school, I got to tell you, I thought pharmacology, for the most part, was easier than the pharmacognosy of these plants, because there are so many different, whether it's the root or the leaf, there are so many different components, compounds. For example, in cruciferous, we think about the indoles, right? Diindole methane. And I know that sounds like a crazy chemical word, but it's simply a compound in cruciferous vegetables that helps detoxify estrogens in your liver, okay, works in the pathways of the liver, and metabolize them in a way that they actually become healthy for us, okay? They're efficient fat burners. They protect our DNA. They protect against things like invasive breast cancer. Mm-hmm. They are antioxidant in nature. They're wonderful. Indole-3-carbonyl, diindole methane, indole-3-acetate, mm-hmm. Those are some other things in cruciferous vegetables that get the job done.
Yeah, they do. Now, there's one myth I want to clear up or bust here about this. There's compounds in cruciferous vegetables, especially high in kales, called isothiocyanates. And these are naturally occurring. Okay, this is not cyanide poisoning. These are naturally occurring in their form that are beneficial. The phenyl isothiocyanates enhance liver detoxification.
That's easy for you to say.
Cancer cell. Hey, I was working on that one all morning. And there's
a
lot of reports, isothiocyanate, the rain on the plane. See, you're probably doing that because all your media stuff. But these have been reported to sort of drag or bring down thyroid function. So I put a lot of research into this. Thyroid folks, sluggish thyroid folks like myself, I live on Gaia's thyroid support product. It helps me out dramatically. I have no concern about the isothiocyanates in the cruciferous vegetables affecting thyroid. Of course, do it. You know, everything we believe, you should rotate foods. Don't live 100% on kale and things like that, or broccoli by any means. But I do not have that concern. I have a lot of patients that are typing these things in, getting bad news about broccoli and kale, and it's bogus. These things are going to be fine for almost everybody I can imagine. I've never had a patient have a problem with the isothiocyanates. Wanted to throw that in there.
No, and I think also it's important to understand, once you steam, you know, I feel like that myth is out there too. And I got to tell you, it's also the amount. I mean, you're going to have social issues before you have thyroid issues if you eat the amount of these vegetables that actually start building up. Yeah, and making a problem as far as their goitrogenic nature. And also, if you steam them, some of the goitrogens are actually destroyed. So no need to worry there, because they are so powerful. Yes. And then also, one of my favorite categories of food is the fat-rich foods. Yay, Holly is a fat lover. And if you ever see me,
although
it doesn't look like it.
You wouldn't know it, Masters CrossFit champion Holly Lucille.
I got to tell you, you know, I know too much, and so I do behave. Mm-hmm. I think, as Maya Angelou said, when you know better, you do better. And I would disagree with her, because I think I know a lot of people that know better and they just don't do better. We just need to figure out why. What's the obstacle to cure there? But I actually do know better. I have a very expensive education that has taught me some things. And so I do stay away from trans fats and fried foods most of the time. But I got to tell you, it's like, that is like, some people are salty, some people are crunchy, some people got that sweet tooth. I just like feeling that satiated fat. But healthy, fat-rich foods are great for anti-estrogen. We're talking about raw nuts, mostly other than peanuts, okay? So seeds that contain anti-estrogenic plant sterols, another compound. That's a compound. So using food as medicine, this is science here, folks. But guess what? It ain't rocket science. So organic and clean meats, poultry, lean, wild-caught salmon, wild game, and 100% grass-fed beef are great for healthy hormone function.
Yeah, we are beating estrogen dominance one spoonful of food at a time. We are talking about modifying our diet in order to beat what's going out there in the world. Let's throw some other things. Good oils, you'd mentioned omega-3 fatty acids, the avocado, the allium family, which is just not garlic. It is the garlic, onions, scallions, chives, and leeks. These should be cut in some form into every salad. Every single salad, throw it in there. One of the most powerful anti-inflammatory and sulfur-containing amino acids and flavones, quercetin, is in that, which helps detoxify the liver, including the estrogens, as well as, you know, these flavones, you're going to hear them come up a lot of us. But if you look at teas like chamomile tea, passion flower tea, they're very high in a flavone, which also has chrysin. Chrysin is something that it is a natural aromatase inhibitor. That is a fancy way of saying a natural estrogen blocker. So if you use that to relax using chamomile tea, that will also help protect you in addition to it.
Wow. See, we can protect. Now, we talk a lot about feminizing environment, but I got to tell you, you can. And here's the thing. I run it hard in this lifetime, and I travel and I drink coffee, which is kind of estrogenic. So is beer. I love a dark beer. That's very estrogenic as well. I just had a complete physical, all my blood work. And of course, blood work, but you're going to talk about how somebody feels. I do eat all I eat. This is basically what I eat. You know, this is all these great things that I eat. I supplement with diindolmethane. I live in Los Angeles, so there's a lot of xenoestrogens in the air that I breathe. Mm-hmm. And you supplement your lifestyle. And foods can be supplemental as well. You know, you can get, sometimes I'll just eat food because I know that's what I need. I put beets in my shake, not because I feel like I really like the taste of beets, but maybe it's what I need. So very, very important. You can use food as medicine. And I think when it comes to beating estrogen dominance, right? So too much estrogen, unopposed, and we're missing that progesterone. There are other hormones involved, but guess what? We can implement an anti-estrogen diet. And I think this is a little bit blog worthy. What do you think?
I think you're going to see a blog in the next 2 weeks at radiomd.com.
Radiomd.com. It'll be there. You got to click and stay tuned.